This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Layla Mutin. I thank you for your questions and your comments, and you can email me at radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. Well, this is now my inaugural podcast from our new office. Our new office is at 330 West 58th Street, Suite 610. The phone number is the same. Should you wish to make an appointment with me, 212-779-1744. I have clients and patients from all over the country. I do telephone consults. And again, the number is 212-779-1744. So do feel free to contact me at this office should you wish to set up an appointment. Now, if you remember back, it was posted on April 28th. That podcast, I weighed in, I responded to the article in the New York Times about vitamin D. They were poo-pooing people who are taking all this vitamin D and having their vitamin D tested, and why bother? The Times article was claiming that, you know, vitamin D isn't that important anyway. Don't bother getting tested. The doctors that were quoted there, this was their claim. And apparently, somebody from the Institute of Medicine, continues to assert that, we don't need as much vitamin D as we think we do, which I would beg to differ. But to that podcast, I got a response from Scott. Scott, thank you for your email. Scott says, good day to you, Layla. You were right about the misinformation and that it's all about money and not about the well-being of people and so forth and so on, because, you know, money talks, and it's not all in regard to the public's health or in their best well regard. So Scott brings up an interesting topic, and I've heard about this before, actually. He brings up the Marshall Protocol. This is actually a Dr. Trevor Marshall, who developed the Marshall Protocol. And basically his hypothesis is that vitamin D can actually exacerbate autoimmunity, especially in certain conditions like sarcoidosis. Now, Scott, let me be very clear. We know about sarcoidosis and vitamin D, and that we have to be very careful with our sarcoidosis patients. That's another autoimmune illness. And we have to be very careful with vitamin D with those patients. We know that. But the Marshall Protocol by Dr. Trevor Marshall is basically, let me tell you really what it's about. The Marshall Protocol is based on the hypothesis, this is a hypothesis, that chronic diseases termed Th1 illnesses, Th1 is a constituent of our immunity, that chronic illnesses are the result of infection by metagenomic microbiota of chronic bacterial forms. These are often referred to as Th1 pathogens, right? Now, many of the Th1 pathogens are also postulated to be in a chronic state referred to as the L form. L form bacteria simply represent part of the natural life cycles of bacteria. And under certain conditions, they mutate, losing cell walls. Anyway, what is the point of what I'm telling you? The ability of these Th1 pathogens to proliferate in the body is directly related to the vitamin D receptor. Critically important to the body, the vitamin D receptor controls the innate immune system. You know that in our endocrine system, and vitamin D is really a hormone, right? How we use our hormones depends on the quality and the amount of our receptors. So if you don't have enough vitamin D receptors, you may never have an ample vitamin D level in your body. So it's about the receptor. And let me repeat this again. The ability of the Th1 pathogens to proliferate in the body is directly related to the vitamin D receptor. And critically important to the body, the vitamin D receptor controls the innate immune system, which is the body's first line of defense against infection, the innate immunity. It's responsible for turning off a wide array of genes, chemical pathways, and one of the vitamin D receptor's myriad jobs is to control expression of several families of antimicrobial peptides, AMPs, AMPs, proteins that kill bacteria, viruses, fungi by a variety of mechanisms, including disrupting their membranes, interfering with their metabolism, targeting components of machinery inside the cell. Now, although casually referred to as a vitamin by some members of the medical community, molecular biologists have long realized that the precursor form of vitamin D is really a secosteroid. We know it's a steroid. Vitamin D is a hormone, or becomes a hormone in the body via its mechanism of action. Recent molecular modeling research, which has been confirmed by clinical data, has shown that levels of vitamin D over 20 ng per ml can bind and inactivate the very important vitamin D receptor, which subsequently shuts down the innate immune system. So, the argument here, the hypothesis of the Marshall Protocol, is taking too much vitamin D can then inactivate the vitamin D receptor, setting you up for chaos in your immune system. And they go on to say, unlike its inactive counterpart, another form of vitamin D that inactivates the vitamin D receptor in healthy people, another form of vitamin D, which is 125D, binds and activates the vitamin D receptor, which is interesting. But in individuals who have 25D and bacterial proteins blocking the vitamin D receptor, the other form of vitamin D, 1,25D, is forced out of the receptor and into the surrounding environment. Furthermore, they hypothesize that VDR can, the vitamin D receptor has other mechanisms that may well have to do with your individual genetics, your genomics, the CYP24 gene, which helps break down excess vitamin D and so forth. Anyway, so this Marshall Protocol is being tried, according to this paper that I'm reading, around the world by several doctors to treat various different medical conditions. Some of the diseases patients are currently using the Marshall Protocol to treat include, but are not limited to, sarcoidosis. We know about the sarcoidosis, that we have to make sure that vitamin D is low. Other conditions: chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic Lyme disease, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple chemical sensitivity, psoriasis, osteoarthritis, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, uveitis, and cardiac arrhythmias. So, now, apart from the symptoms or diagnosis indicating TH1 disease, the easiest way to find out if the Marshall Protocol may be applicable to your disease is to get a blood test and check the level of your vitamin D metabolites. This test can detect the elevated level of 1,25-D, often seen in patients with chronic disease, but mostly done correctly in order to be of any value. Now, here's what I've observed in my practice. There are two vitamin D tests, one, a correct one and an incorrect one. And they are often inversely related. The standard test, 25-hydroxy vitamin D, 25-OH vitamin D is a correct test. When we find low levels of 25-hydroxy vitamin D and the other test is done, the 1,25-D, we often find that to be high, which is inverse to the correct test. And this is often what we find in patients with chronic disease. So who is Trevor Marshall? He's a PhD, a biomedical researcher. He's also an electrical engineer. In 2002, Marshall published a pathogenesis for sarcoidosis, followed in 2004 by the definitive paper in autoimmunity, Sarcoidosis Succumbs to Antibiotics. He has since written several papers, given numerous presentations that detail the pathogenesis of chronic disease. He has derived many of his findings by using molecular modeling. So he's used modeling. He's hypothesized. Okay. He has not actually conducted a study. Now, Scott, I have to defer to Dr. John Cannell of the Vitamin D Council, who I consider an expert in vitamin D. Now, he has been inundated with letters. Actually, he's got, if you go to the vitamindcouncil.org, you could read all about it. I'm actually going to read from that site to you. Somebody writes a question to Dr. Cannell saying, I understand the Marshall, Dr. Marshall conducted a study and found vitamin D is bad for you. What kind of study did he do? Here's Dr. Cannell's answer from the Vitamin D Council. I have been inundated with letters asking about Professor Marshall's recent, quote, discovery, end quote. Some have written to say that they have stopped their vitamin D and are going to avoid the sun in order to begin the Marshall Protocol. The immediate cause of this angst is two publications, a press article in Science Daily about Professor Marshall's, quote, study, end quote, which is no study but simply an opinion in bioessays. Dr. Trevor Marshall has 2 degrees, both in electrical engineering. Dr. Cannell goes on to say, before I begin, I want to again remind you that I am a psychiatrist who works at a state mental hospital. In my duty to full disclosure, I must say that I have known a lot of psychiatrists in my life and a few electrical engineers. If I knew nothing else of a disagreement between two people but their professions, I would believe the electrical engineer, not the psychiatrist. Dr. Cannell, thank you for your candor. So, Dr. Cannell goes on to say, in reading his 2 articles, Dr. Marshall's main hypotheses are simple. Number one, vitamin D from sunlight is different than vitamin D from supplements. Number two, vitamin D is an immunosuppressive, and the low blood levels of vitamin D found in many chronic diseases are the result of the disease and not the cause. Taking vitamin D will harm you. Number three, taking vitamin D will harm you. That is, vitamin D will make many diseases worse, not better. If you read his blog, you discover that the essence of the Marshall Protocol is an angiotensin II receptor blocker medication, Benicar. Benicar is a known blood pressure medication, an angiotensin II receptor blocker medication. If Benicar is taken is taken and sunlight, bright lights, and foods and supplements with vitamin D are diligently avoided. This enables the body's immune system, with the help of small doses of antibiotics, to destroy the intracellular bacteria. It can take approximately 1 to 3 years to destroy all the bacteria. That is, Dr. Marshall has his, quote, patients, end quote, become very vitamin D deficient. Dr. Cannell continues to say, again, Dr. Marshall conducted no experiment and published no study. He wrote an essay. He presented no evidence for his first hypothesis, sunlight's vitamin D is different than supplements. From all that we know, cholecalciferol is cholecalciferol. That's vitamin D3. That's what cholecalciferol is. Regardless if it is made in the skin or put in the mouth. His second hypothesis is certainly possible. And that is why all scientists do association studies, who do association studies, warn readers that they don't know what is causing what. And what he's referring to is that vitamin D is immunosuppressive and the low levels of D found in many chronic diseases are the result of the disease and not the cause. Again, scientists who do these studies warn readers that they don't know what is causing what. Is the disease causing the low D? Or is the fact that you had a low D a possible reason of why you have disease? Certainly, when low levels of vitamin D are found in certain disease states, it's possible that the low levels are the result and not the cause of the disease. Take patients with severe dementia, bedridden in a nursing home. At least some of their low hydroxy-D levels are likely the result of confinement and lack of outdoor activity. Absolutely. However, did dementia cause the low vitamin D? Or did the low vitamin D contribute to the dementia? One way to look at that question is to look at early dementia before the patient is placed in a nursing home. On the first day, an older patient walks into a neurology clinic before being confined to a nursing home. What is the relationship between vitamin D levels and dementia? The answer is clear. The lower your 25-OHD levels, the worse your cognition. These studies suggest that the low 25-hydroxy-D levels are contributing to the dementia, but do not prove it. Only a randomized control trial will definitively answer the question, a trial that's not been done. So you will have to decide if vitamin D is good for your brain or not. Dr. Marshall seems to be saying demented patients should lower their vitamin D levels. Keep in mind, an entire chapter in Feldman's textbook is devoted to the ill effects of low vitamin D levels on brain function. Now, Dr. Cannell goes on to say, and this is really interesting, it is true that in some diseases, high doses of vitamin D may be harmful. For example, in the early part of the last century, the American Medical Association specifically excluded pulmonary tuberculosis from the list of tuberculosis infections that ultraviolet light helps. They did so because many of the early pioneers of solariums reported that acutely high doses of sunlight caused some patients with severe pulmonary TB to bleed to death. Thus, these pioneers developed very conservative sun exposure regimens for pulmonary TB patients in which small areas of the skin were progressively exposed to longer and longer periods of sunlight. Using this method, sunlight helped pulmonary tuberculosis, often to the point of a cure. Wow. Furthermore, it is well known that sunlight can cause high blood calcium in patients with sarcoidosis, and so much of Dr. Trevor Marshall's protocol was based on the illness of sarcoidosis. We already know this about sarcoid, that we have to be careful with vitamin D. In fact, sarcoidosis is one of the several granulomatous diseases with vitamin D hypersensitivity, where the body loses its ability to regulate activated vitamin D production, causing hypercalcemia, too much calcium in the blood. Furthermore, although medical science is not yet convinced, some common autoimmune diseases may have an infectious etiology. Okay. I recently spoke, Dr. Cannell says, at length with a rheumatologist who suffers from swollen and painful joints whenever he sunbathes or takes high doses of vitamin D. As long as he limits his D input, his joints are better. To the extent vitamin D upregulates naturally occurring antibiotics of innate immunity, sunlight or vitamin D supplements may cause the battlefield, in this case being the joints, to become hot spots. Dr. Cannell says, I know of no evidence this is the case, but it is certainly possible. We have to have an open mind, right? Dr. Cannell goes on to say, however, if Dr. Marshall's principal hypothesis is correct, that low vitamin D levels are the result of disease, then he is saying that cancer causes low vitamin D levels, not the other way around. The problem is that Professor Joanne Lappe directly disproves that theory in a randomized control trial when she found that baseline vitamin D levels were strong and independent predictors of who would get cancer in the future. The lower your levels, the higher the risk. Furthermore, increasing baseline levels from 31 to 38 ng per ml reduced incident cancers by more than 60% over a 4-year period. Therefore, advising patients to become vitamin D deficient, as the Marshall Protocol clearly does, will cause some patients to die from cancer. Dr. Cannell concludes, I will not write again about Dr. Marshall's theories. No one in the vitamin D field takes him seriously. Personally, I admire anyone willing to swim against the tide and raise alternative theories. Dr. Cannell says he has done the same with influenza and autism. So, Scott, this is in response to your question to me about vitamin D and the Trevor Marshall protocol, and that it's based on hypotheses. He's written papers on it, but there was no trial. So this is really a hypothesis, and hypotheses are what scientists are set to go out and prove, to see whether it's true or whether it's not. Thank you, Scott, for your very thoughtful email. And I thank you all for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.